This is an exhortation on heart transformation titled, Renewing Your Mind. The Christian life is not about simply adjusting our behavior. It is about experiencing deep, lasting transformation of the heart. When we come to Christ, He doesn't just clean up our old selves, He makes us entirely new. The same God who created the stars now works within us, reshaping our thoughts, desires, and character to reflect His image and glory. The Apostle Paul exhorts us, do not be conformed to this world. In other words, we're not called to blend into the world's brokenness, embrace its compromises, or adopt its distorted values. Instead, we are called to stand distinct, set apart by love, truth, and holiness. But how do we do this? Paul gives us the answer. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The transformation begins in the mind with what we believe, how we think, and where we direct our focus. As we immerse ourselves in God's Word, commune with Him in prayer, and yield daily to the Holy Spirit, our thinking is renewed, our desires realigned, and our lives reformed. The old life fades, and a new life in Christ begins to flourish. This transformation isn't a one-time event. It's a daily process. It's forged in the quiet decisions we make, the unseen struggles we endure, the grace we choose to give, and the faith we cling to when life is difficult. Each step of obedience shapes us more into the likeness of Christ. So I ask you today, where is God inviting you to change? What patterns of this world must be broken in your life? What part of your mind or heart still needs His renewing touch? Surrender it to Him. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Let us not settle for surface level change. Let us welcome the deep refining work of the Spirit. Not to become better versions of ourselves, but to become new creations in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, transform us from the inside out. Renew our minds, purify our hearts, and shape our lives. Make us more like Jesus for your glory and our good. In His holy name we pray. Amen.